am leaving you, because I don't love you. I am leaving you, because I don't love you. Oh, it's the knowledge, it's the knowledge, it's the knowledge of future clarity that makes my voice tremble with greater dignity. I just could not hold. So you pick up your asthma inhaler and put it against your lips. Oh, those lips of love that I was dreaming of, they're still red and soft. I'm so sorry I couldn't love you enough. I'm so sorry I couldn't love you enough. Sorry, but I'm leaving you, because I don't love you. I am leaving you, because I don't love you. So you pick up your asthma inhaler and put it against your lips. All those lips of love that I was dreaming of, they're still red and soft. I'm so sorry I couldn't love you enough. So sorry I couldn't love you enough. I'm so sorry.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Blueprint Magazine radio show on love, just because our love issue was just released. That song you just heard is I'm Leaving You Because I Don't Love You by Jens Lechman.
And we hope you enjoyed it. My name is Carly, and I'll be with you for the next hour or so, and this is...
I'm Erin. I'm editor-in-chief of Blueprint Magazine.
Mm-hmm. And together we make up one half of Blueprint's editorial team. So today we're going to be with you for about an hour, playing songs about love to celebrate our love issue that just came out a couple weeks ago. So, Erin, do you want to say a thing or two about Blueprint?
Yeah, definitely. Blueprint Magazine has been around for the past few years, and we operate on an open submission basis. So we have a theme that we basically put out to the community, and people can write anything they want on that theme, send it in to us, and we'll compile it into a magazine and distribute it on campus and in the community. The next theme is patriotism, coming out right in time for the Olympics. So get political about your patriotism. Think critically about what it means to belong to a nation state, what citizenship means, what immigration means, all of these things, and write about your identity, write about your politics, and send it in by January 28th at midnight. So that's next week. Send us your art, photography, poetry, and prose.
Perfect. So, okay, so speaking of that, all of those things, you can find all of those things actually on the theme of love in our most recent issue, which is obviously on the theme of love. There's lots of really, really good pieces in here. One of my favorites, we can talk about our favorites for a couple minutes, maybe?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. One of my favorites, it's in the poetry section. It's a poem called Ithaca by Sarah Colleen Dillon.
Brilliant writer.
Brilliant writer. She's amazing. So check that out when you pick up a copy of The Blueprint, which you definitely will if you haven't already. What else?
Also, Janice Lee's Love Clothes. Mm-hmm. Maybe we could just, like, read that out. It's so funny. It's so adorable.
Yeah, and it's really short, so there's
really
time
descriptive.
To read it. Okay, so for those of you who are following along at home, this is on page 5 of The Blueprint. So why don't you read it out?
Everyone turn to page 5, please. Follow along. Our love is like a dirty t-shirt. When you wash away the grime, you wash away the color. Oh, and it fades in the sunlight. That's by Janice Lee, and that was part 1. Part 2 is... Our love is like a pair of jeans. You have to break them in. We patch the holes that are too big and leave the ones that bring in some fresh air. They fit tight in some spots, places we want to accentuate, and loose in other spots where we still want some mystery. Sometimes the fabric stretches out, but one dip in the water and a tumble in hot air make them fit perfectly again. And over time, when they get old, you never want to part with them. They go so well with everything, and they've been with you everywhere.
Very nice.
I appreciate the applause. Thank you. That was my dramatic reading.
Job well done by Erin, and a job very well done by Janice Lee. She's one of our regular contributors, and she's very, very
brilliant.
Good. Yeah, very good. So, yeah, want to play some more music?
Yeah, these next three tracks coming up are some of my favorites. First, we have I Love My Car by Belle and Sebastian. Then we have What You Are What You Love by Jenny Lewis and the Watson Twins. And then we have Papa Was a Rodeo by The Magnetic Fields, and that's off their album 69 Love Songs, which is awesome. Like, I fucking love it.
your endorsement right there.
Yeah.
Nice. All right, we'll check it out. Here's some more music. Enjoy.
Thank you. This is no great illusion. When I'm with you, I'm looking for a ghost or invisible reasons to fall out of love or run screaming from our home. 'Cause we live in a house of mirrors. We see our fears and everything, our songs, faces in secondhand clothes. But more and more we're suffering. Not nobody, not a thousand beers will keep us from feeling so all alone. But you are. To you about nothing, disguising my intentions, which I'm afraid, my friend, are wildly untrue. It's a sleight of hand, a white soul band, a heart attack. So convinced I have every morning upon waking. To you, I'm a symbol or a monument, your rite of passage to fulfillment, but I'm not yours for the taking. But you are. You love, and not what loves you back. So I guess that's why you keep calling me back. I'm fraudulent, a thief at best, a coward who paints a bullshit canvas.
Like this, why don't you just get into my car? And I'll take you away, I'll take that kiss now. But Papa was a rodeo, Mama was a rock and roll band. I could play guitar and rope a steer before I learned to stand. Home was anywhere with diesel gas, love was a trucker's hand. Never stuck around long enough for a one-night stand. Before you kiss me, you should know Papa was a rodeo.
So we're back. Hope you enjoyed those three songs. Erin, you want to tell us what they were again?
Yeah, those were I Love My Car by Belle and Sebastian, You Are What You Love by Jenny Lewis and the Watson Twins, and Papa Was a Rodeo by my favorite, The Magnetic Fields.
Nice. I really love Jenny Lewis a lot.
Yeah, she's in this band called Rilo Kiley, another one of my favorite bands.
Yeah, mine too. I just saw Jenny Lewis at Bonnaroo last summer, and it
was
pretty good.
Yeah.
I loved it. Appropriately enough for this love show that we're putting on right now in celebration once again of our very recent release of the Love Issue. So wicked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
why don't we just play some more music?
Yeah, we could do that.
Cool. So the next tracks, again, some of my favorites. We have a collaboration between Feist and Ben Gibbard off the compilation album Dark Was the Night, which is a fabulous compilation. This is a song called Train Song. After that, we have Hey Baby by Cuff the Duke. Favorite lyrics. Baby, you were never really good to me, and I think it's really funny. And then after that, we have a kind of funny song. It's called One Great City by the Weaker Thans, and it's about how much they hate Winnipeg. So here you go. Some more tunes. Sorry, Winnipeg. For you to rock to.
Traveling north to find you. Train wheels beating, wind in my eyes. Don't even know what I'll find when I get to you. Call out your name, love, don't be surprised. It's so many miles and so long since I've left you. Don't even know what I'll find when I get to you. But suddenly now I know where I belong. It's many hundred miles that it won't be long. Nothing at all in my head to say to you. Only the beat of the train I'm on. Nothing I've learned all my life on the way to you. One day our love was over and gone. It's so many miles and so long since I've met you. Don't even know what I'll say when I get to you. But
suddenly now I know where I belong. It's many hundred miles and it won't be long. What will I do if there's someone there with you? Maybe someone you've always known. How do I know I can come and give to you love with no warning and find you alone? It's so many miles and so long since I met you. Don't even know what I'll find when I get to you. But suddenly now I know where I belong. It's many hundred miles and it won't be long. It won't be long. It won't be long. It won't be long.
See if I care, choking my desire in a lazy chair. Baby, you're never really good to me. But this is the love that men desire, cooking your heart on a flame and wine. Baby, you're never really good to me. Oh, to me.
Nearly done. A darker gray is breaking through a lighter one. A thousand sharpened elbows in the underground. That hollow, hurried sound of feet on polished floor. And in the dollar store, the clerk is closing up and counting loonies, trying not to say, I hate Winnipeg. The driver checks the mirror 7 minutes late. The crowded rider's restlessness enunciates. Guess who sucked? The Jets were lousy anyway. The same route every day. and in the turning lane, someone stalled again. He's talking to himself and hears the price of gas repeat his phrase. I hate Winnipeg. And up above us all, leaning into sky, a golden business boy will watch the north end die and sing, I love this town. Then let his arcing wrecking ball proclaim, I hate Winnipeg.
Alright, so we just heard The Weaker Thens on the Blueprint Magazine radio show. If you're just joining us, my name is Carly, and I'm the managing editor of Blueprint Magazine.
I'm Erin, I'm the editor-in-chief of Blueprint.
So yeah, welcome. We've just been playing a lot of songs today that are on the theme of love to celebrate the recent release of our love issue. So hopefully you guys have had a chance to read it, and if you haven't, hopefully you will soon. Because it's really, really good, and the cover is fantastic, if I do say so myself.
Yeah, painted by my roommate Dale Langford, a really talented artist. It's a watercolor of a really bright, like, anatomically correct human heart. I think it's kind of awesome. Like, it's sort of the idea that, like, the heart is what people associate with love, but really it looks nothing like the caricature it's become at all. So it's just sort of, like, I felt like the picture sort of humanizes it, and it's almost like exposing love for what it really is. I don't know,
that's
like way too dramatic, but
yeah, it's really good. It's really, really nice.
Blue blood.
And on some of our issues, it's printed twice.
Issues, look for the special issues with two or even three covers on stands.
Collector's item one day.
Thank you, Kinko's.
Yeah, thanks, Kinko's. And for that,
seriously, you can remove really one cover, put it on your wall.
But either way, I mean, all the good stuff's there and intact. What's important is the content inside, and our cover's wicked, and you get two on some of these issues, so that's cool. So
this is a really music-based show today. I hope that you appreciate, well, we tried to get songs that have different aspects of love, even different aspects of romantic love. We played One Great City, which I grew up in Winnipeg, and even though it says, like, the lyrics are, I hate Winnipeg, but somehow it just makes me love Winnipeg that much more. Yeah, Winnipeg, what a love-hate place. The next song we're going to play is by my favorite artist, and it's called That Teenage Feeling by Nico Case. Then we have Low Rising by The Swell Season. So enjoy. We'll be right back.
the love we have, all we ever knew. Today fill me with so many secrets, keep me from loving you. 'Cause it's hard. Thank you.
Okay, and we're back. You guys just heard The Swell Season. What was that song called again, Erin?
Called Low Rising.
Low Rising.
And that is Glenn Hansard and Marketa Irgalova. Oh my god, I'm massacring.
That's okay. She probably
anyway, they were
the
they formed The Swell Season, and they're also in the movie Once, which is a pretty good movie. You should check it out.
Remember when they won the Oscar?
I do. That was adorable.
That was adorable.
Yeah.
I cried a little bit. And like really I did though.
Aww.
And she gets cut off, and then they call her back out to do her thank yous. It's really nice.
Oh, that is really nice. I didn't see that part. Well, maybe I just don't remember it. But anyway, lovely, lovely people, I'm sure.
Much deserved Oscar for that movie.
So in our love issue again, this is Blueprint Magazine's radio show. Pick up our love issue. It has a lot of different pieces, ranging from emotional abuse and when love is sort of twisted to be used as an oppressive force and manipulate people instead of being the good force that I think it should be, not to get all flaky on y'all, but like...
Well, yeah, we have a piece actually in this issue. Let me just turn to it right now. You can hear me flipping the pages. It's called They Say Love is Blind, I believe, and it was written by Anna Fisher, and it kind of is a personal article into the life of a person who was once in an abusive relationship. So our issue kind of tackles the not-so-good side of love as well. It's really a really interesting read. Definitely check it
also, out. Also, Richard Garvey's piece on living a life of love and living your ideals through love as opposed to oppression or hate or those sort of negative emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so pick up an issue. And if there's something you don't like about it, if there's something you do like about it, write us a letter, you know? Like, just all the contact information is in there. Just send it to editor@blueprintmagazine.ca.
Mm-hmm.
Write to us about it. Or visit our website, leave a comment on an article, engage in some sort of dialogue with the issue, because this is what it's all about.
Definitely, and that website is blueprintmagazine.ca. So head there.
Join our Facebook group,
Head there immediately. And while you're there, just look us up on Twitter. I think that's that covers
all
the social
over
media
the internet.
Bases. Yeah, we are so online. Okay, more music?
Yeah, more music.
What
okay,
you got there?
Three wicked songs. First we have All Is Love by Karen O and the Kids.
Which is nominated for a Grammy.
It is, really?
Yeah,
wicked.
It was originally Miley Cyrus. She got bumped off the nominations because, I'm not sure what exactly the specifics were there, but it turned out she wasn't eligible for the award.
Huh.
So,
well, Karen O was a million times better so.
Oh, I hate Miley Cyrus. Ugh. But, so Karen O and the Kids, the song was next up. So it got on.
Awesome. Yeah, this is off Where the Wild Things Are soundtrack, which is a wicked movie. Like, I don't even like kids' movies, but as they say, it's not a kids' movie. It's a movie about childhood.
And we've all had those.
Childhoods?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have all had those.
Haven't we?
Yeah.
I'm still in mine right now.
Then after that, probably one of my favorite songs of all time, it's Love Cats by The Cure.
Mm, yeah.
Oh, love it.
So good.
And then Love You Madly by Cake. Enjoy.
History. to we fight and scratch and scream all night. Let's go and throw all the songs we know into the sea.
we just heard three songs in a row. First, we had All Is Love by Karen O and the Kids off the Wild Things Are soundtrack. It's a mouthful. We have Love Cats by The Cure. And then we have Love You Madly performed by Cake.
Nice. So hope you enjoyed those songs. Once again, we'll just reiterate, we're from Blueprint Magazine. You can check out our website at blueprintmagazine.ca. And today, I hope you've enjoyed the songs that we've played. We've been playing songs all about love because our love issue of Blueprint just came out a couple weeks ago. So we like to keep things relevant around here. So that explains all the song choices. So hope you've enjoyed them. Erin, more music?
Or yeah, we'll just end off with a few songs. Again, submit to our patriotism issue. Submissions due January 28th. Talk about citizenship, nationalism, borders, all these issues and how they relate to you as a person or your community. Talk about the Olympics. Like, there's a lot going on right now with the Olympics.
A lot going on.
Yeah, get political about it.
Yeah, there's some serious political issues that are sort of looming over us here that should really, really be addressed, and Blueprint is definitely an appropriate venue to do that. So
yeah,
please do.
Okay, so we've got a couple more songs for you today. I'm going to play Sentimental Heart right now by She and Him, which is Zooey Deschanel and M. Ward. Zooey Deschanel, like, awesome actress. Like, she's really, really good. She's in 500 Days of Summer. Some other things. I think she's in Weeds as well. She has, like, which is a pretty funny show. And M. Ward has his own stuff out there, his own albums, which are also really good. So
both very cool musicians that you should definitely check out.
Very hip.
Yeah, very hip.
Hip happening.
Very hip. What the kids are listening to these days, I guess. So
here's Sentimental Heart.
Cried all night till there was nothing more. What use am I as a heap on the floor? Even devotion, but it's just no good. Taking it hard just like you knew.
And we're back. You just heard Sentimental Heart by She and Him, which is Zooey Deschanel and M. Ward. We're going to end off the show now, I think. I hope you've enjoyed your hour with us hearing about Blueprint Magazine.
Because we sure have.
Yeah, first time on radio. It was a
good
experience.
I think it went well. I think it went well.
Yeah.
Good. Cool. So thank you very much to Radio Laurier for having us on. Much appreciated. Good times here. Studio's looking good. The new studio. Looking great in here.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. Thanks to Wulusu. Thanks, Wulusu.
For handing that over. okay. So once again, Blueprint Magazine, check out our love issue. It's on stands right now, and you can get that on Laurier's campus, just about, I don't know, every building on campus and a lot of places, uptown Waterloo and in the community as well. Ethel's at the Hoother, at the Jane Bond,
Princess.
At the Princess, yeah, a bunch of other places. So check that out, please. It's out right now. And
write for us, too. Again, patriotism submissions are due January 28th at midnight. So send them into submissions at blueprintmagazine.ca.
Awesome. Okay, so I think that that's about it. We're ready to end here?
Yeah. So our last song is Microphone by Coconut Records. This is Jason Schwartzman's band.
Yeah, who I have a super-duper crush on. Really good.
Cool.
All right.
See you later.
Enjoy.